is doing as well as he can do. I think this time right now is pretty important that we respect privacy of the Haddon family and give him, you know, this chance to be with his family. I'm really confident that we'll see more of Brad Haddon throughout this series, and he'll play a big part in the rest of this series. Just right now, I think he needs his time, and that's what we're trying to do as players.
Captain of Australia there, Michael Clarke, having a chat about Brad Haddon. Rodney Hoggs, our SEN cricket expert, he's over at Lords as we speak, and he's been good enough to join us on Melbourne's Home of Sport. Good on you, Hoggy. Thanks again.
Marco, how are you, mate?
Mate, I'm well. Hey, you finally got your way. Finally got your way. Watson out, Marsh in. Well done. Congratulations to you, buddy.
Starting to look like a little bit of a train wreck, isn't it, the Australian tour, with the loss of Harris and now, unfortunately, with Brad Haddon not able to play, and obviously just subtle little things. Michael Clarke didn't know the team before the newspapers, so there's a smell of a train wreck, but this is probably the most important game that Michael Clarke's ever played in. Thank goodness Shane Warne's back in town. Warne's back in town for this test match, and I think he's his mentor, and a very important test match, obviously, for Mitchell Johnson. Johnson and Clarke are two guys that hold the key. Excuse me. And this is a test match where, guys, it's got to be turned around. If Australia play poorly, it's all over, because a train wreck, it will be a train wreck. So this morning at Lords, lovely day here. I'm just standing in St Paul's Cathedral at the moment. Lovely day, and this is a day that Australia have to show us. And look, I'm standing a bit negative. I was positive in the first test match. But let's face it, we're not that bad a team, and I think we can turn this around. A lot of the batsmen got a little start. My only fear is the bowling. I watched in 2009 and 2013 when we did bowl first at Lords and we bowled badly. And I see Hazelwood probably hasn't bowled at Lords before. Stark probably hasn't bowled at Lords, and Johnson's bowled there and bowled poorly. So that is my little bit of a fear. Great to see Mitchell Marsh getting his opportunity. We had to move on. Watson's had enough opportunities. Unfortunately, Haddon can't play. But that allows Peter Neville with a new frame of mind to come into the team. And he's batting last summer was excellent, so I'm very confident that Peter Neville will give us a good account of himself.
What about Boof? What's he had to say? And could he be the man that's going to straighten this ship that seems to be sailing in the wrong direction at the moment?
Well, it's a fair call. He's sailing in the wrong direction. Well, it's up to Lehman and Clarke to re-steer it, isn't it? And you would have thought Boof, with his experience, and he won't be down and out like I'm sounding and like the media is. He won't be down and out. We get to Lords, we've got to be positive. They're not that great at seeing, really, are they? So they outplay us in the first test match, but I still feel that the opening batsman life isn't that good. I think balance is hopeless. So if this time, if we get them two or three down quickly, let's capitalise on it. So and then confident. Brett Lee, we had a great night last night. Cricket Australia put on a big function with about 700 people, I think it was. And David Fleming was the MC, with Nasser Hussain and Gooch and Lee, and Brett Lee was right. This test match, and especially this first day, Australia played badly today. It's all over this action. This is so important. We must play, at least match them today. But if England are all over, that'll be the end of the Ashes, because it's just you won't be able to reach the other ship.
Well, Hoggy, this is it, mate. This is the big one. This is the Ashes test at Lords. It's cricket's grand final, basically. What sort of player? Who's the sort of player, batsman, bowler, who you think will, you know,
will stand up
for our country?
Well, Warner's got the attitude to come out and really give us, at any stage of his career, he's got the attitude and the ability to come out and give us a big one. But Michael Clarke really is the key. Michael Clarke, his performances with his captaincy and his batting are just so crucial. And as I say, Mitchell Johnson, if Mitchell Johnson bowls on Cook's pads early in this game, I'll be so disappointed, and so will he, and so will the Australian hierarchy, because it's just his. And superstars, guys, superstar bowlers always have good series in England. In England, that's where you get counted. If you want to be a superstar, you've got to play. You've got to have one good series in England as a fast bowler, and this is Mitchell Johnson's chance to turn around and let us know that he is a superstar, which we all feel he's a superstar, but England, you've got to have a good one. And Mitchell, I keep saying his name, but he's just so crucial. We saw what he did against in the Ashes last time. We feel, you know, the fear factor. And Lords, if he comes down the hill, that helps your pace. People have bowled quick down the hill. So that's his opportunity to really give it to us.
What's the pitch like, Hoggy?
It'll be dry, very, very dry. It'll be a road which they want. They won't want to try and give us too much. It's not an overcast day here today. It's going to be about 25 degrees. The sun's, I can see a little bit of blue sky now, so it won't be a great day for fast bowlers, but the greats lift in these sort of situations.
Hoggy, thanks for joining us, mate. Hopefully it's one all this time next week.